You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So, hello everybody and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life in the real world, in the digital world, and also on TikTok.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
What an intro.
Hi, Shrek.
Hi, how's it going?
It's all right, not bad.
Yeah. So what's this about you being on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok now. I went on because people have been telling me you need to go on and see all these videos, and I still don't know who to follow on my personal account. And then I went, let me start a Declutter Me one.
Right.
So I've put two videos on. One of Keanu in my bag, my work bag, and one of a before and after. So there's none of me talking.
Yeah, I'm suddenly feeling like you're the younger one in this room, and that's sad.
Oh, I've always been younger than you, looks wise.
Yes, but now it's also like, you know, social media.
I am so cool. Yeah, anyway, so I'm on TikTok. I have zero followers right now. So if you would like to follow me, that would be lovely.
And the good news is whatever you just did, I can convert that into a GIF, which you can then put on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll generate some TikTok content for you out of the show now.
Yeah.
Okay, please don't
do
that.
Some podcast GIFs. So please follow me because I feel like a loser right now. Hopefully you'll like it. If you don't, then just tell me how that I should just get off it. But if it's going good...
I mean, you are on TikTok, to be fair.
I'm not a millennial. I've now discovered how I should be putting on blusher because I looked at the do's and don'ts on there.
I also know how to cut a tortilla wrap now because of TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you not seen that like little the scissor thing?
I've seen nothing. Like, hardly anything. I've seen... There's a really good post about London and a woman giving information about bits of London, which is fascinating.
Oh, okay.
But that's...
No, I mean, by the way, I'm not on TikTok. I just saw it on Instagram, but it's something that was born in TikTok, basically.
Yeah. Well, there's that Finnish woman who cleans for free people's houses. And she became big on TikTok, and now she's gone on Instagram. And I found out about her. I told my Finnish client about her, and she was like... And because my Finnish client was very clean, like really into cleaning.
Right.
And I went, is this a Finnish thing? And she went, what do you mean? And I went, look at this. And so she looked at it, and she was just like, oh, my God, it does look like it's a Finnish thing. And I went, yep.
Surprisingly for our listeners, this episode is not about TikTok.
No.
In fact, it's about what are we going to talk about today?
So we've had a request from a lovely new listener and follower, Shayla Raquel, who asked us to talk about small bathrooms because she's got a really small bathroom and she's struggling right now. And then I looked and I went, we have never talked about bathrooms. Like, we've talked about things in bathrooms. Yeah. But not bathrooms as a whole, which is surprising considering how many I do on a regular basis. So I thought, let's do that. So
this is for listeners of our show who have been around with us for a long time. This is one of the classic Declutter Me episodes today. We're not going to get philosophical. We're going to just talk. What are Shalina's tips for decluttering a bathroom?
And what will make you be able to find everything in 5 seconds? Because it's all about that, isn't it?
Yeah, basically throw out all the old shampoo bottles, please. Like, if you haven't figured this out by now.
And you know what I had? So I have a lot of clients who buy from a certain shop, which is BBB. BB and B, right? I'm not going to name it, but you know what
it
is.
Terrible.
It has a lot of candles. Oh, God. Anyway, so, and I've seen it on beauty groups, there's groups about discounts and people are like, oh my God, there's a discount. You can get free bottles for free and all that. People go mental. And I know my clients do to a point, you know, like 10 bottles. And I've gone, oh, what is wrong with you? This client who I love dearly, I love her so much. She has about 50 body creams. No, it was more. Oh, it must be about 100 body creams, 50 shower gel and scrubs, fragrance mists. Thankfully, no candles. And it's crazy. We've had to store them in Muji boxes, which she has a lot of.
Yeah.
they were everywhere. They were on the counter, they were on the shower floor, shower shelf, bath, everywhere. So I had to take them all and then just leave the ones that were nearly finished out on the counter or the shower for her to finish, and then said, next, you take it from this box, you know. So do this and it will last for like 3-4 years. It'll go off before she finishes.
Easily,
all.
Yeah.
Plus she had other brands as well, but this is like, this is this thing. So, and I see this a lot with in groups and clients' houses about the, you know, buying lots of beauty products, especially because it's so easy to do now for online. You know, you can buy from all these beauty websites here. There's about 4 or 5 big, or not big, but good website, fashion, you know, beauty websites here for toiletries and all this stuff. Then we can order from the UK, we can order from the USA, and people do. I order from the UK because it works out much cheaper for certain products that I like. But people have become, you know, obsessive and excessive. And then you don't have any room in your bathroom. So you need to think about that. Like, you know, use up what you have. If you don't like what you bought, if you bought a cream that doesn't work for you, and we've talked about this before in the toiletries episode, which we'll share on the notes, right? But get rid of it. If it doesn't work for you, donate it, give it to a maid, give it to a friend, sister, give it to someone, or throw it in the bin or recycling.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if we're talking about sort of a situation in which you're sitting on 50 or 100 shower gels or 100 whatever, I mean, that's, I think that's the thing to remember, right? Like there is a bit of a downside. Is if what happens when you don't like it? Yeah. What happens if, I don't know, someone in your family is not appreciative of it and therefore doesn't use it and it's just left to you, or worse, what do you grow out of it? Like, I mean, for me, these fragrances and stuff, I do rotate yeah. to them a little bit because I, you know, you get bored of like the same smells and the same, yeah. especially with shower gels and things like yeah. that. So for me, like the thought of buying 50, no matter how cheap they are on sale, is just a thought I will never entertain, partly because where will I keep all of the stuff? But I can see why, you know, people with bigger houses or bigger store spaces and so on yeah. can look at that. That's fine. But 50 is still, like, I think, pushing it a bit. Like, I understand wanting yeah. to have stock for a little while longer, but it's just, to me, it's... I mean, you can grow out of it. What happens, like, 3 months down the road, you don't enjoy that thing anymore. Now exactly. you've got 40 more of those to still yeah. get through.
And when you have a big bathroom or a small bathroom, it's still taking up valuable real estate. And this yeah. is what happened with this client, that she had a massive bathroom. And it's a beautiful bathroom, but it's taken over by toiletries right now, which I sorted out and put them into Muji boxes. So that's one of the tips I say, you know, use storage solutions that will work and fit. So these Muji boxes are great because they can fit under the sink, under the shelving. You know, you can create shelving for them. So they're a great, and they have different sizes, so they're great units to use to store this stuff. But you shouldn't have that much in reality because, as I say, you know, all the time we say, you know, it's so easy to buy something now. You get next day delivery.
And the thing for me is, like, it doesn't matter how big your bathroom is, like, you use a certain quantity a day, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's the same for everybody. Yeah. Somebody can have a slightly longer shower and slightly shorter shower, fine. But based on your habits, you have a general sense of, like, this is how much shower gel I'm going to use yep. or how much shower gel I need to last, let's say, a month or 2 months or whatever yep. frequency. So that's not really dependent that much on the size of your bathroom, maybe.
No,
so,
no,
yeah,
exactly. So and, you know, so, I mean, for me, I use a lot of conditioner because of my hair. I always have to have an extra bottle because I get very annoyed when I get to that point where I finish the other bottle and there's nothing there. And then I'm like, I have to condition my hair. So I, you know, for leave-in conditioner and conditioner, I have one extra bottle ready for the next thing. Shampoo, not so much, even though for some reason I have been given because people have left. So I've got about 5 bottles of shampoo. And shampoo, you only need a tiny amount. You yeah. even less than me.
Thanks.
You know, so it's
completely
it's true,
unnecessary, but right? it's true.
But it's true. Yeah. And it's for me, it lasts about 9 months, a bottle. Because you only need like a spoon, you know, if you have a biggish bottle, you yeah, only need yeah. like a, like we used to say it was like a 50p pence, you know, 50 pence amount, a dollop. You need a small dollop.
Right.
It will last for months, you know. And then the same face cream lasts for 3 months. You know, toothpaste will last for 6 months generally, especially if you've got an electric toothbrush like me. You only need a tiny dollop of it. You don't even need a dollop. You need a tiny yeah, equal yeah, amount. Yeah. So that lasts for a long time. I'm using a toothpaste that I bought and it was a horrible flavor. And I've just been going through it just to get it over with.
Yeah.
And now I finally bought the flavor I like. And I had to get it from America. So I'm just like, I am ready to have this back in my mouth. So, you know. Sorry, did that come out wrong? Anyway.
I don't think wrong's the word to use there.
So anyway, so the first tip is get rid of the old. So get rid of the things that, you know, and a lot of the products have expiry dates. Either it'll show a little container with the amount of months, or it'll actually have an expiry date on the top of the tube. It'll say EXP blah date. If it's 2019 and before, get rid of it. If it's 2020, then maybe it's all right, but see how it feels. If it's the consistency's funny, if it smells funny, get rid of it. If you didn't use it, get rid of it. What's the point of having it? If you have an allergic reaction to it, why are you keeping it? I know it costs money, but it's a waste of money. Now you know never to buy that brand again if you have an allergic reaction. And clear the area. You know, you'll find if you just do that, you will get rid of a lot. It will be a great, you know, it will clear a lot of the drawer space.
And that's the other thing as well. I think, you know, we were talking about sort of make how easy it is to buy online and stuff. I mean, again, I know that this is something maybe main cities have. But for example, now, like Amazon here especially, but I know this is true in the States, and I know this is true in other countries, wherever they have sort of Prime and all of these things.
Yeah.
Amazon's actually, you can actually have a subscription for shampoo, for toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, I've literally done, I mean, they're even nice enough to give you a discount if you sign up for it, even if you decide not to ever purchase it again. And then they also have the option to sort of set up a frequency when you want to receive it.
Yes. And as we keep on saying, it's so easy to buy. You can either buy online or shops are around the corner. I mean, where I live, the amount of pharmacies from one brand of pharmacy, it's literally every two blocks for some reason. It's not difficult. You can buy anytime. So don't waste your money and buy too much and take up valuable real estate in your cupboards and stuff. And if you have a big family, make sure, you know, you check what they have. And if you can share the products, great. If you can't, separate them into different baskets for them. So, you know, for babies, they have certain products, shampoo and conditioner that's, you know, doesn't cause tears, are, you know, hypoallergenic and all that. So put them, those items in one section, in one cupboard or in one basket or box, and your stuff in another one, you know, and then on the counter as well. Any excess products, if you can fit it in the bathroom, keep it in a box, make it cool, it overstock and put it in there. Otherwise, move it to another area or, you know, storeroom or garage, but not, you can't use garage here because it gets too hot. So maybe a storeroom, as long as it's somewhere cool because you don't want it to go off. And, you know, if you have a label machine, label the boxes so you know where all the shampoos are, the conditioners, the creams, you know, anything for face, teeth, hair. Put them into categories so you can, you know, find them easily. Once you've categorized everything, then get the storage. If you've already got storage, like boxes and stuff, use them. But if you haven't, do the categorization first. And this is what I'm finding with a lot of people right now. They're calling me after they've bought lots of storage solutions.
Right.
And a lot of the storage solutions are ones that I always say are a waste of money. And then I'll say to them, have you got the receipt? Go give it back to this store and stuff. So don't buy anything until you know what you need. And you know, there are various places you can get amazing boxes. You know, IKEA has brilliant boxes. There's, and I talk about it all the time, the Ratonel Verera white box. There's a big box and a small white box. They're brilliant. They're in the upstairs section for some reason and never in the marketplace, in the kitchen bit. So they're brilliant and so useful. And because they're plastic, then if it gets wet, you know, it won't damage the stuff inside. Also ID Design have boxes which have lids, so that was good for certain items, but of course then you can't fit a lot of things in there, which will help people to reduce the amount of stuff they have, and you can label them easily. So you can get these ID Design boxes here in Homesmiths or in Container Store. Also Daiso is great. They have baskets with handles. They're great, and very cheap as well, so they're always a great solution. So, and then Home Center and Homesmiths have very similar boxes to the Verera ones. I think the IKEA ones are the cheapest ones, but you know, you can have a look. And then the next thing is shelving. So people have an issue with shelving, and that's especially in small bathrooms. So there is from IKEA, which I've bought for a lot of clients over the years, especially, you know, people who rent and you have no cupboard space underneath the, you know, in, under the sink. So there's no cupboard space, there's no shelving. You don't want to buy any, you know, you don't want to get a custom-made cupboard because it's not your home, you're just renting. So there is one called Ragrund in IKEA, which are these under the sink slanted like bamboo shelving, and then you can put the white boxes inside them very easily. Right. And they fit around the pipes as well in a great way. They are brilliant. And they have matching tall bamboo shelving units that you can put, and they're quite narrow, which you can put on the side, on a wall, behind the door as well. So they are a great unit. You can also get units, you know, on Amazon, on Container Store and stuff that go over the toilets. So you can have, you know, you've seen the shelving that you have over the toilet cistern, and then it has space you can put your towels, your toiletries, a little plant, or, you know, things like, you see pictures with plants and stuff. It just exasperates me. But anyway, so think, you know, first don't get the decorative stuff first, get shelving for all your stuff that you need. But yeah, so there's shelving like that as well. Another good thing to have is always those shower caddies that you put. So I have two. I have one which hooks onto the shower unit and another one at the back of my bath, which is in a corner unit to put all my big shampoos and shower gel.
All the extra stuff can be in the back, and then the stuff you're using at a time is in front.
Yeah. And I have in the front all the small stuff, so because that fits into this one, which I the one that hangs is from IKEA. It's perfect. Yep. And the other one is, I think, an ID Design one that I bought years ago or from Amazon. So, you know, they're great. So see what units you need for your bathroom. Ace has a lot of good options as well for the bathroom.
And even the, I know this is at Ace, but I think it's also IKEA and stuff. You have the ones that actually can, like metal ones as well, that kind of fit into the shower rod and stuff. So if, again, I know you were talking about rentals, but if you're someone that actually has the ability to do that, you can actually get a good shower with a thing built in and stuff, because you know you're going to use it at some stage, right?
Exactly.
So you might as well like just invest in it and get it done right.
The problem is with the ones that you fit in, especially when they're metal, they rust. So even the ones that I've had over the years that I've bought, I've changed them after a few years because of the water seeping into them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So think about that. Maybe get ones that are plastic or acrylic and not the metal ones. But yeah, look at those and see. And then especially ones that you can use in different places. So if you go to rentals and you go move to different places, some of them are universal.
These things just come off and go into the next place you move to, yeah.
So they are a brilliant idea to get. You know, another thing is people have problems with towel rails, but they don't have towel rails. I remember in one bathroom I didn't have any towel rails. So Home Center has one that you have to build, but it's loose, so you can put it anywhere. You don't have to fix it to a wall. So that's great. It takes up a little bit of space, but that's useful for, you know, rentals. But if you've got a small bathroom, it might be a little bit of a problem, but let's see if that will work.
It's still better than having a towel rail like at the other wall. Yeah. And then you're just sitting there going like, well, I can't reach there. I have no use for that over there. Why is it there?
Yeah.
And then you have to get your own towel rail.
And the other issue, I mean, even if you've bought a place, like I have tiles. So I, you know, my dad's very good at DIY, and we were getting hooks to put on the wall. But you have to make sure that the hooks with the screw will go in the plaster in between the tiles.
Yeah, in between, yeah. You can't drill into the tile.
You don't want damaged tiles, right? So you have to make sure that this is right as well. So when you go to Ace, check, you know, show pictures of your bathroom, check with the people on Ace because they're very good and they'll explain what hooks are the best to put in there. Or you can get the sticky ones, but they never stay up and your tiles will collapse onto the floor, which I really don't like. I really get annoyed when I see towels on the floor.
Yeah, it's not great.
And it feels dirty and I have to wash them. It's just, I know I'm weird, but that's my thing. So that's the main thing. So it's, if you have a small bathroom, you know, think about how much stuff you have. do you need to have so much stuff? Do you need to have too many toilet rolls? Can you put the toilet roll somewhere else, like in a wardrobe, out of the way somewhere, you know? Because I do that. My bathroom's not massive, my main bathroom. So I have to put the toilet roll in a wardrobe and then take two out, you know, for use. And then make sure you have the right solutions for your space. Look on Pinterest, you know, look in the website, like the Container Store, look at IKEA. But they have certain solutions that will work for your bathrooms. If you've got a big bathroom, it doesn't mean you have to use it all up with pieces, furniture pieces, and with toiletries and makeup and everything. You know, start culling. It'll make you feel better.
Awesome. So that's everything in terms of looking at the overall space, the bathroom space. As Shirley mentioned, we'll also link to a couple of ones we've done our own toiletries and stuff in the show notes for you to kind of go in and listen to those. And yeah, as always, I mean, keep sending us your suggestions and your questions to Shalina. You can do that by messaging her on social media. So that's at Declutter Me, which is at DECLUTTRME. And of course, you can always go to declutterme.com/podcast to find all of the episodes. And there's also a contact form there that you can use to message Shalina, and she'll get back to you in 24 hours typically. Yes. And yeah, well, that's about it for this week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.